Shop Woodhouse Ford first and experience the difference. The all-new 2022 Bronco Sport is built wild for the thrill seeker, the sightseer, and the day tripper. A capable and dependable SUV that's ready to tackle the dirt, dust, and mud. Bronco Sport offers four models to match the way you explore the outdoors. Shop, finance, and buy your way online at WoodhouseFord.com or one of our three convenient Ford locations in Blair, Omaha, or Plattsmouth.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I got it right now. Counting Crows did a version of Big Yellow Taxi. Vanessa Carlton is on the background vocals. And that's so I got confused with Michelle Branch. She's right. That hot piece of ass married to. And Vanessa Carlton's a hot piece of ass, too, by the way.
Her hit was 1,000 miles.
1,000 miles.
Twice as far.
Yes.
As 500.
That's right.
Well,
that's
it's a round trip.
Yep.
You would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more.
500 more.
That's true. But she walked 1,000
miles. She just combined it all.
Yeah, she just boiled it down.
Right.
It's got to be a direct inspiration from the Proclaimers.
Addition.
Easily.
She didn't make us do any math.
Yeah, she took the math out of the lyrics. Thank you.
I like that Proclaimers song, and I figured out it's 1,000 miles.
Yeah, I think any song that mentions a number and an amount of miles since that song came out is directly influenced.
Exactly.
By it.
Directly. Exactly.
Yeah, I saw a schedule leak here.
Uh-oh.
Saints and Steelers, week 10, noon kickoff.
Why'd that leak?
Big news.
And apparently the Saints have a very interesting stretch from week 9 to week 13.
Okay. And that's in Pittsburgh,
that
isn't it?
Week 10 leaks out.
Yeah, it's in Pittsburgh.
That's pretty random.
They're only playing East Coast, only playing East Coast games, so it's in Pittsburgh. Right.
That'll be all right, week 2 of the 10. Saints' interesting stretch.
Week 10, okay. Man, you ruined it for me. I was going to watch that tonight at 7 o'clock Central, the whole schedule.
That frees up your night.
It does free it up for that
Anybody
matter.
From that division whining about how the Steelers don't have to travel? Or well, they may be in the same situation.
That division, I read, still travels the least compared to a bunch of other divisions. We mentioned that before because those four games are always right near each other.
The teams are close to each other from that division.
So I think Pittsburgh, somebody's cast has the least amount of miles. Somebody has to have it the NFL. Now it's a Pittsburgh's turn.
And they will be there.
The teams that never get it are the West Coast teams because they always got to come.
And
east.
They're probably not matched up against the NFC East. The
South. No, it's a South.
South. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
it is weird they're not even changing time zones.
Right. It's crazy. Yeah.
I wonder if there's rookies that are disappointed. You join the league, you're like, oh, cool, do some traveling. Right, like, we're just taking a bus there. Yeah. It's pretty close, dude.
Yeah,
I'm looking here at a leak that shows. Leak. Basically, 10 out of the 10 Packers games already.
Oh, the leak's already out there?
I mean, this is just what reporters have been able to put together.
Jeez, God.
The only one that looks interesting, and this would be fun, but it'll never happen, at the Dolphins, Christmas Day at noon.
Oh, is that happening?
That's what the rumor is.
That Green Bay's there.
Green Bay at the Dolphins, so in Miami, Christmas Day at noon.
Man, see, I was
that's the road trip.
Because Pittsburgh's in Miami this year, too, and I would have loved that because I would have went there on Christmas Day.
Christmas
I
guarantee Day.
You, I'd have been in Miami on Christmas. That would have been the best.
I love
that. I would have got out of everything. I said, no, we're going to Miami
NFL
for Christmas.
NFL beat writers are falling all over themselves.
Man, that pissed me off. I love that. This is leaking more than that dude's wiener.
Find a leak. Because nobody's watching the NFL.
No.
That's why they're looking for leaks.
I know. It's lame. Damn, I was hoping a Pittsburgh play that day. But that's weird, though, Puss, because they always play division rivals towards the end of the season.
Well, their last two, that's the third to the last game.
That's right.
Now.
I got it.
Because remember, there's a couple of games after New Year's. Right. New Year's Day is a Sunday this year.
All right.
So is that and another Sunday.
Puss, man, go to Miami for Christmas.
That'd be nice.
Who would say no?
The bank.
Okay. I get that. How about that's not an issue? Who would say no?
I think I could buy. Money was not an object. Yeah. Oh, sure. I think I'd probably talk.
How about it's Florida? I really wouldn't like to give Florida any more of my money.
I get that.
There's an angle there.
Miami is cool. It's Christmas
there's
Day.
There's alternatives to Florida.
Yeah, but I want to see a game in Miami for sure. And I don't blame Miami for the rest of that asshole.
I guarantee you right now, there's a lot of flights being booked out of Green Bay.
Oh, my God.
Half that city is getting ready to go to Miami for Christmas.
Packer fans from everywhere will be going there,
Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be packed with Green Bay fans.
Yeah, the only other thing here that surprises me is no bye week after going to London.
Okay.
That is weird.
More of that leak tonight.
Oh, it'll be leaking all day.
Right. Yeah, this will happen all afternoon.
Yeah, they'll have like two games that haven't been announced by the time they have their TV show.
I would be glued to the computer because I can't wait till tomorrow to find out the Vikings schedule.
It'll be tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Yeah, I think my bank is developing a crush on me. They've been calling a lot.
Oh, yeah? All right.
Hey-o! Come on!
Where are you at this weekend,
Nick? Give me a break!
More of that this weekend.
I'll be at My Bar in Crete, Nebraska tomorrow night, Friday, and Simply Dope Studios in Lincoln Saturday. And a week from tonight at the Funny Bone recording an album, May 19th.
May 19th.
Are we just going to title it Hey-o?
Hey-o!
Maybe.
That's a good one. Well, let's make that the working title, at least.
if it's released in 75.
I tried to record something years ago, and the audio was whack. And I just put it out up on a website called Bandcamp, but I just called that Nick Album.
Oh, yeah. Pretty clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if because nobody knew that was out, maybe I could just call this one the same thing.
Well, you just blew the secret.
Your lips can do a whole lot more than kiss. Your lips express love and speak your truth. Plump your lips with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC for natural-looking results that are completely and uniquely you. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Israeli biopharmaceutical company Madrigal Mental Care has unveiled nanotechnology that will deliver psilocybin via nasal spray for the treatment and prevention of post-traumatic stress disorder.
These are the microdoses?
No.
Or can you get yourself a full dose?
Snorting your mushrooms. No, has nothing to do with microdoses.
Okay.
It's a novel nasal spray system enabling nose-to-brain delivery of organic nanoparticles that encapsulate molecules of psychedelic substances, in this case, psilocybin. This nasal spray delivery system can also be used to deliver ketamine, mescaline, MDMA, and other psychedelics.
Oh, bring it on.
Hmm. Yeah, I want to ask
all
this.
All in the same spray?
What if you didn't have a life-altering, I mean, we all have scars from things, but say you didn't have any really hard, you weren't at war, not that that's only PTSD. Could a regular guy just, I want to forget about some stuff. Can I snort this crap, you know?
You're asking me that as a serious question?
Yeah, I am. Can we get it?
Stop.
All right.
They just introduced the technology.
Okay. I got it.
They just introduced the technology to be able to do this.
Like you may have to get it prescribed to you if it even gets to that.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't legalize weed in some places. You think you're going to let
not here.
Psilocybin go?
No, not as long as you're a Christian. It'll be a Christian that recovers fumbles. That's it.
With the microdosing, they've always said that it could help with depression and anxiety. It wasn't always around, a major traumatic event.
That's true.
And also, studies have decided that it may not really help. The microdosing may not really help.
Yeah, we got to go macro. We want to go macro, right.
What about tripping balls dosing?
Want to get a buzz, man.
Well, then you just empty the spray bottle.
Yeah.
I assume.
Just keep spraying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like when you have a cold, you keep spraying that stuff all night, so you can keep breathing. You're up all night, just
Your pupils just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's being reported that Brazilian soccer star Marcelo lost his spot with the French club Lyon, partially.
This doesn't happen on this show.
Partially for farting.
Farting too much in the locker room and laughing too much, right?
Laughing at the farts?
He was reportedly initially bumped down to Lyon's reserve squad back in August for laughing during a teammate's speech to boost morale after a bad loss.
Well, that can happen.
The club I love this guy.
This inappropriate behavior.
I've seen that.
ESPN claims Marcelo was punished for incessantly farting in the dressing room and laughing while around the team manager and the team director.
That's great. Some dude's giving some cheesy speech. Come on, guys. And he's just, ha-ha,
that happened.
See you later.
That happened to my high school team. We went in at halftime, we're losing, and this one of the guys on the team, who just, nobody really liked him. He was a starter, but he was just such a nerd. And he stood up and did started doing some rah-rah thing, and one of the other guys yells, shut up. shut up. Because nobody wanted to hear it from him.
And we shut up guy you?
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me, man.
I could see it being you.
No, it wasn't me.
That's awesome.
It was great.
Did he stop?
Oh, yeah. He sat down like, ugh.
Did you lose?
Because the guy that said it to him was also a guy that could say it to him. He was one of the big studs of the team saying, just shut up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost, not because of that, you know.
But you didn't rally the troops after halftime.
Well, we lost with a 53-yard field goal in the driving rainstorm.
Well, at least you've let that go.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Sounds like you could use some mushrooms and some counseling here.
There's your PTSD. Yeah.
Straight on kicker, too,
53-yard field goals
straight
in
kicker.
High school.
Yeah. Straight on
kicker. God,
straight
that
on
had
kicker.
To be a Pennsylvania high school record
well,
at the time.
It might have been 43.
Nobody kicked 50-yard field goals then.
Were you
then?
Recruiting Kathy Ireland from the soccer team?
It was about 40 yards. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was still a long field goal.
It was long,
in a rainstorm with a straight on kicker. No, I haven't let that go.
No,
apparently.
Where's that nasal spray at?
And it was raining.
Yes, a lot.
I love that. That kid's like, oh, this is it. This will be the speech that pulls everybody through. And he's like, sit down.
He said,
shut up.
Right.
He was expecting a slow clap at the end.
The dude's last name was Die.
He's going all Disney movie.
He goes, Die, shut up. And everybody just lost it. It was like the best. Because the coaches left. It was typical, like a movie scene. The coaches left. You guys figured us out.
Yeah.
That kind of rah, 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 rah. Shut up.
We figured out how to hate each other and lose. Was that it, coach?
Had the wind behind him? Had to have the wind behind him.
It was
him.
A crazy, crazy thing. Yes.
Could you use a tee back then?
Yes. Yes. In high school, I think you still can.
In high school.
Yeah.
But you could do it in college until, maybe 20 years ago.
Right, right.
High school kickers can use a tee for field goals?
Well, yeah. It's a flat. Yeah, they can.
It's not the kickoff tee. It's a different one.
Oh.
A little square piece of plastic that you can rest the ball on, so it tees it up a bit.
Interesting. Right.
You hit the tee like a golf tee?
I understand that guy laughing at a speech because speeches can be cheesy. I mean, you don't want to giggle. The only guy that giggles, but...
Yeah.
But you're probably speaking for a lot of people.
Oh, you are.
They aren't in the mood for it.
Just shut up.
I just don't like the precedent being set of losing your job over farting and laughing at inappropriate moments.
Damn right. We'd all be
That's
gone.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, this guy must have been farting a lot.
I'm thinking. And he was waving it, too, probably.
Yeah. Not only for that to be a reason for the firing.
He got demoted for farting. That's a lot of farting.
For it to make news.
All right.
Think corporate would have a problem if we all
farted?
Waved our junk at the security camera at the end of every program?
Too late, I already did
Instead
it.
Instead of flipping it off, just whipping it out. Would that be a violation?
They'd have still photos of us naked.
Yeah, well,
nobody
else can see us.
All right.
We're just amongst ourselves.
Make sure you release it, though, because we're ripped with big wieners. All five of us.
Those end up being on the company Christmas card. The still
shot. That's not the tagline for the show.
Pub photo for the show.
Right.
I like it.
That or we could be like a Republican family and all have our guns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think I want that to be the next pub shot.
Yep.
We all have our AKs.
Nope. People wouldn't take it ironically. You know,
Probably not.
No, especially looking at us.
They'd look at it and say, they're one of us.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Sarah Silverman was on The View Wednesday, and she said that she and the man that she's dating since late 2020, that they share a toothbrush and always have.
I don't like it.
She said she's never shared one with any other boyfriend, but with this particular guy, they never haven't shared a toothbrush.
Okay, listen, I understand your mouth is everywhere, so I don't want a woman's body and vice versa. But this is just one of those things that you don't need to have. They aren't expensive, right. So why don't right. you have two?
The dentist literally gives you one.
Right. Yeah, I don't really understand that. It doesn't make any sense
either.
To me.
Oh, this was recently? Because I saw
yesterday.
Her joke, and I think somebody made that joke about 100 years ago.
But she said it was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
She's nuts.
She says the craziest things. I don't even hate her.
That's just no.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
That, again, falls under the category of trying too hard to just be weird.
Right.
Well, just go buy a toothbrush,
right.
man.
You wear your own down pretty quickly. Let me imagine two of them.
What about sharing a towel?
Well, if it's dry, I'll use a towel.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
Toothbrushes in your mouth, and I think there's stuff too that you wouldn't want to.
It's still gross.
If anybody had something that could transfer from a mouth to mouth, I don't think for health reasons it doesn't make any sense.
I don't think so either.
There've got to be some towel-borne diseases, though.
Yeah, but it's not in your mouth. You suck on your towel like a Tarkanian.
Oh,
no,
I don't do that.
Well, that was pretty quick, Nick.
Yeah.
How are you done with that towel? I want to suck on it.
You can get the scabies from a towel.
True.
It's got to be an infected towel.
Yeah.
Ringworm, staph, fecal matter.
See, that
says yes. Avoid sharing your towel with your partner or family members.
Okay. But you see, generally when your towel touches you, you're clean, except for the scabies.
True.
If it's a dry towel hanging in the
Apparently,
shower.
That's not as true as we like to think it is.
Okay, probably not.
Because the germs don't jump ship just because it's dry.
Plus, if anybody in the family has all four of those things you mentioned, it's me. It's not Becky.
Right. Yeah, it's not going the other way.
Right. Yeah, that's why you're like, I don't care. I'll use the towel.
Fecal.
We know.
Fecal, scabies. So, what was the other one?
Ringworm and staph infection.
That's all. No. That's all me.
In the morning.
Can you get the MRSA from a towel?
Oh, that'd be Craig.
I don't know. It's not on this list.
All right. Probably a toothbrush. She dated anybody famous? Anybody we know? Because, you know, she likes to bang people that are famous. Because they
a comedian.
That's who she means. Oh, another comedian, of course, yeah.
Well, give us her wacky joke.
Yeah. Oh, what's her wacky joke?
Wacky, cutting-edge joke.
There wasn't one.
Okay. Oh, there wasn't?
No.
But what I read yesterday.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can say it.
Oh, it's too dirty.
Oh, then apparently, I bet I couldn't either. Mm-hmm.
But it's not a new joke, right?
But it was okay for the view.
Yeah, you know, it had something to do with exchanging bodily fluids, so what's the big deal with the toothbrush?
Oh, okay, yeah. But that's true.
It is.
We said that. I think Nick's more right about that, too. I think you can exchange other things, but there's no reason not to have two toothbrushes. They're not $70,000 a piece. Yeah, you know, you have two toothbrushes.
Right, and she has, water pick money.
Right.
You could get that, too.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, yeah, here, I'm reading this. Yeah. And she alludes to, oral sex.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's where you lose me is Joy Behar jumping in and going, well, not everybody does that. Yes. Yes, they do, Joy.
Everybody does that.
Well, it might be a relief that Joy Behar's not.
Her husband's yelled at Scrammer. You're right. She does. You're right, Joy. Not everybody does that.
Thanks, Joy.
Yeah.
Poor Mr. Behar.
Yeah.
He's just going, everybody else does that.
Well, and there's a difference between that level of intimacy with those bodily fluids and being like, she must have had something stuck in her teeth on the toothbrush.
That's disgusting.
That could be her own thing.
Right. Yeah, you keep your food, you know?
Yeah. Were they wiping off the floss and using that, too, just saving it?
Yeah, they just have one fork.
Yep.
You know, I didn't have pork last night. There's some in my mouth.
When we sat down to eat, we just got the one fork.
Sharing napkins.
And the one spoon.
It's just lame. Like, push it, nailed it. We're weird. We're different. We're crazy.
We're so close.
Yeah.
Just get, if you were trying to avoid marriage, you want to get married? No, but look, we can share a toothbrush.
Yeah, I mean, just talk about something that's completely unnecessary.
I know.
You don't need to share a toothbrush.
No, I get it. If you woke up at somebody's house and you were just, even then, you probably
would. In a pinch.
You'd have to, in a pinch, maybe, right?
Yeah.
But Joy Behar needs to step it up.
Right.
Yeah, come on, Joy.
Jesus.
I walked in the other day and, my clippers for my beard and my pubes, by the way, too, in case you guys are interested.
Uh-oh.
Different head for that one.
Wider
for the clipping or the clipper?
I walk in, I hear my clipper running. I'm thinking, what's going on? I walk in the bathroom. Sure enough, shaving Chloe's ass with my shaving Chloe's ass with my clippers. I said, I use those. She goes, I know. That's a dog's ass. I know.
You could buy a new set and devote them to the dog's ass. Like, those are the dog's ass clippers.
We're that close. Chloe and I share the same clippers. Her ass, my face.
Did she scrub her ass with your toothbrush?
Nice match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've been doing that for years.
Quite honestly, that's when they talk about being exposed to fecal matter.
Yeah, I know.
That could expose you to fecal matter.
I know. I washed it off right away, but I said, hey, next time you.
But the last time you didn't.
Shave Chloe's ass.
That's only
let me know. Because I want to be here for it.
Well, it's disheartening sometimes to find out exactly how people feel about you.
I know.
Your face, dog's ass, same thing.
Same thing. They both wink at me.
And it's being reported, Mike Myers talked to the director, David O. Russell.
Yeah, that Netflix thing, they did a conversation, yeah.
And Mike Myers happened to mention that the famous Bohemian Rhapsody scene in Wayne's World.
True story.
According to Mike Myers, Lorne Michaels didn't want to use Bohemian Rhapsody. He wanted to use some, and I'm not figuring out which one, some Guns N' Roses song, basically because Guns N' Roses was very, very popular, exceedingly hot at the time.
They were the biggest band in the world.
Yep. 89, of course they were.
Welcome to the jungle.
And so Mike Myers said, man, we got to use this. Yeah. I don't have a joke for...
That was it.
I don't have a joke for
and
Guns N' Roses.
Mike Myers is a huge Queen fan, too,
And so they ended up using, of course, the classic.
Yeah, it would have been a lot different if they're all lip-syncing Live and Let Die.
One of my favorite stories about that, too, I read a bigger article on that. Mike Myers said he was sitting next to... Brian May of Queen when that movie debuted in 92 was the first, And Freddie had been dead for a year, but he had seen a rough cut of that scene.
Yeah.
And he leaned over to him in the movie theater and said, hey, Freddie loved that scene. And Mike Myers cried. He cried right there.
Well, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That
absolutely cool. You would.
Right.
But that would have changed the world if it would have been Guns N' Roses.
I mean, it would have been funny, but this was funnier.
No, well, it would have been a lot different because Queen had that resurgence. I doubt you would have seen that. What was that movie that just came out?
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah,
that movie.
All right, shave your ass.
What a turn Nick's world upside down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Upside down. Are they asking about Wayne's World 3? Not yet.
That's why I was nervous when he said Mike Myers.
You're getting all freaky about it. Dr. Ian on the show tomorrow. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Download the podcast from that. Also get tickets to the live show coming up June 4th. All right, what time? Oh, we're done, aren't we? Yeah,
we're done.
Right, okay, cool.
This is it.
Have a good one.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.